父老长辈弟兄姊妹，主日平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
这是我第三次来到 Santa Barbara 华人博道会。
This is my third time here.
哦，在这边尤其是看到有一批的弟兄姊妹这么热心的奉献和服侍，而且是几十年如一日，真的是为他们感谢神。
I praise the Lord for their brothers and sisters consistently serve the Lord and give to the church.
也看到很多的新兴学子来到这边一同的敬拜神，真的也为着你们感谢神。
I also praise the Lord for bringing so many students here to worship Him together.
我们出来留学是为了能够得到一个帽子。
We came here to study for degrees.
然后希望毕业之后能够挣点票子。
So we can make some money after graduation.
但是我们今天来看看，借着这段圣经，我们要来看看我们的人生的追求，是不是非常非常正确了。
And through today's scripture, we're going to see if our life plans are correct.
所以对不起，我忘了这个。那这一段圣经里面提到一个人生的大题目。
So today's scripture brings us a very important topic in life.
我们来看看这个经文怎么来引导我们看这一个议题。
And we will read scripture to understand what Bible has to say about this.
刚才姊妹在读这段经文的时候，我发现了有一个很特别的这个记载的方式，圣经在这边。
When our sister was reading the scripture, I saw a very unique way of recording the story in the Bible.
就是圣经从雅各的出生一下就跳到所谓我们平常说的红豆汤换长子的名分这件事情。
The Bible skipped from the birth of Jacob immediately to the story of the red stew.
不过经文不是说红豆汤，经文说的是红汤。
Yeah, in the scripture it said red stew instead of lentil stew in the beginning.
所以我们读圣经的时候，有个时候虽然这是小事，但是我们以后还是要仔细一些。
Although it's like a tiny word, but we need to pay careful attention to the scripture.
这是我在网上搜的一个图片。
This is an image that I found online.
我想问你，如果你的好朋友打了猎回来，然后他找你要你刚刚熬好的粥，你如果想跟他换交换的条件，你会提什么条件？
I want to ask you if your friend came back from a hunt and asked for a bowl of stew that you just make, what request would you bring to him or her?
我想请问我们在坐在最左边的，你们可以回答吗？怎么样，弟兄自告奋勇，你觉得你会提什么条件吗？对啊，你就说你就说你打了这么一头漂亮的鹿，鹿在中国人的思想中是很补的，是大补品的，我不要什么别的，你就给我一只后腿就好了。
Yeah, so you might ask for some of the meat that your friend just got.
你就一条后腿，我给你换一碗这个粥。
Give me some of your hunt, and I will give you the stew.
但是他为什么奇怪的？他提出说什么？要用什么？要用长子的名分来换？长子的名分是什么东西啊？
Because it was really strange that Jacob asked for the birthright.
这是一个名分，是一个空名呢。
So what is birthright? It's a right. It's not physical.
然后呢？圣经上怎么记载呢
？And then what the Bible said?
我们一起来读好吗
？Let's read together.
一二七，雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里， 利百加艾雅各。哎，我觉得很奇怪，就是圣经只记载了简短的这么两节经文。
Was unique that the Bible only said those two very short sentences.
圣经这个和合本的翻译是说，他常住在帐篷里。这个住的希伯来原文呢，其实还有一个意思，叫做坐。
So in the Chinese translation, it says Jacob lived in the tent, but in the original scripture, it's also it also meant sitting.
所以我想请问大家，如果你是一个妈妈的一个安静的人，像这里说的嘛，一个安静的人常坐在家里会干什么？
So I want to ask you, if you are a quiet person who likes to stay at home, what would you do?
请问你会做什么？坐在家里你会干什么？
What would you do when you are sitting at home?
你说我会刷手机嘛？
You might say I will use my cell phone.
如果没有手机，你做什么？
What if you don't have a cell phone?
因为那个时候确实是没有手机嘛，是不是？
Because they didn't have cell phones at that time.
做什么呢？我们的弟兄最诚实啊，就会东想西想嘛，是不是？然后可能就东家长西家短了。
Your mind might wander around, and you might gossip about other people.
所以他就会东想西想，想什么呢？
So what might Jacob think about?
啊，我想跟他妈妈喜欢他。这里说他的妈妈利百加喜欢他嘛，所以他妈妈作为一个骄傲的妈妈，会对他喜欢的乖孩子讲一些事情。
Here it says his mom Rebecca loved Jacob, and I think that the proud mother as Rebecca and will say the following to her beloved son.
因为刚才我们念的这段圣经前面讲他出生的故事，这个出生的故事很奇妙的。你有没有出生的时候抓着别人的脚后跟出生的？
Because earlier in the scripture it described this story of their birth, and it's very amazing. Because have you heard about other people got delivered and holding their brother's heel?
所以这是很奇妙的事情，这个骄傲的母亲。不过在此之前呢，还有一件奇妙的事情，就是什么呢？她怀这一对双胞胎的时候，她来到神面前求问呢。
And even more amazing, before they got delivered, she went to inquire of the Lord.
圣经讲她问神说，我为什么活着？其实原文里面也没有为什么这个词，原文里面是说我能不能够活下来啊？他担心自己能不能够survive.
Yeah, in the original scripture, her question was about if she can survive.
Not why.
Yeah, not why.
So
happening to her.
这样的话就是说，他会跟他的儿子讲什么呢？
So what may Rebecca tell her son?
所以一个的骄傲的妈妈。然后上帝对他说，你的这个小儿子以后会出人头地，以后甚至要高过他所不太喜欢的这个大儿子。然后他会讲说，哇，上帝说你以后啊会高过你儿子，你虽然不是长子，你会成为实际的长子。
So Rebecca retelling the story, she might tell Jacob that God says the older will serve the younger, so you might actually be greater than your brother.
然后他还会说，你出生的时候还真的很争气耶，你的哥哥在你前面出来，你竟然跟他争着要先出来，然后抓着他的拖着他的脚后跟不让他先出来。
And when you were at birth, you were very you jostled with your brother and you grasped his heel, preventing him from coming out before you.
所以他会跟他讲这些。所以第一个是圣经说，这族必强于那族， 将来大的要服侍小的，所以你会比你哥哥强。
And God says one people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger, so will be better than your brother.
你哥哥以后会服侍你的。
Your brother will serve you.
所以这个妈妈会跟他讲出生的故事，讲神的这个应许，然后还会讲一个什么事情呢？就是尤其是像我们，因为以色列是属于中东嘛，这样的话呢，它跟我们中国文化其实是很相近的，就好像做爷爷奶奶的，在我们小的时候会跟我们讲什么故事呢？就是讲，还有一个就是讲家族的故事。
So, in addition to telling Jacob about his birth story and God's promise, they were living in the Middle East, which has a very similar culture to what we had in China, where the parents will tell their children about the stories of their families.
谢谢你翻译这么好，能够记得这么多。
感谢主。
然后呢，什么家族的故事呢？也是，其实也是长子的故事。这里就是长子的故事一个图片。
So the stories of the families are stories about the firstborns.
所以哪一个是指示？没有指示的哦。在这个图片里面呢，一直从人类的第一代，第一个很有名的长子就是谁啊？就是 Adam， 然后到他的长子叫做什么呢？赛特的，然后呢，一直到延续下来，一直到最下面这个雅各。
So this is a picture of all the firstborns in human history, starting from Adam and Seth all the way to Jacob.
长子的故事很奇特，奇特到什么程度呢？就是第一对，就是亚当和夏娃的第一对儿子，他的也是该隐。把他的应该真正把他的弟弟杀了，他弟弟叫做赛特，对不起，他弟弟是该隐杀了亚伯，结果上帝呢赐给他们另外一个儿子，应该至少也是第三子了嘛，老三了，老三结果变成什么？变成长子，记载在这里。
And the firstborn stories are really unique because if you look back at the first family, the firstborn.Were actually Abel and his brother. The firstborn was Cain and his brother Abel. But then, Cain killed Abel, and God gave Adam and Eve a third son. But that third son's death, was then seen as the firstborn.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为刚才我们看到的有一个很重要的三章十五节的应许。
Because there was a very important promise.In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
在那里上帝对犯罪堕落败坏下来的人类说上帝要施行拯救。
God told the people who just sinned that he will save them.
如果你详细去看创世纪那个夏娃得了第一个儿子该隐的时候他甚至认为这个就是不是上帝的应许。
If you look back into the scripture, when Eve had her first son, she thought that was the promised child.
但是上帝说不是。
But God said no.
所以真正应许的儿女呢，记载在这里。
But what the promised offsprings are recorded here.
从这张图中间，我们看到有很特别的现象。
And we can see something unique here.
一个是好像在洪水之前的人类活得很长。
One is before the flood, people have a very long life.
都是七八百岁，九百最长有九百六十九岁。
They can live up to 700 or 800 years. The longest one lived for 969 years.
其实有一些地球创造论的专家有告诉我们说，在洪水之前呢。这个地球就像一个温室一样，是非常的非常的，比我们现在，加州更加的美，这个天气，然后也没有什么其他的问题，所以人类寿命很长。
So there were scholars who studied the early stage of the earth, that come to the conclusion that before the flood, the entire world is like a greenhouse and everything's more beautiful than what we have in California these days, so people could live for very long.
所以我们不必要怀疑。另外一个呢，就是还有一个特点，就是我特别还画了几条竖线。你看，我想我们中国人认为四世同堂，这是很蒙福的。那请问亚当有几世同堂？
So we don't have to doubt. And also another unique thing here is you can see how many generations did Adam see in his lifetime.
所以你在亚当的那个930岁那一条竖线看下来，一直到谁啊？红色的777这边是谁？英文是说叫做拉麦。
You can see Adam lived until the time of Lamech.
然后拉麦，你看他的死的时候，就是他的竖线下来可以到谁呢？
Shem.
他可以见到他的重孙，是不是？
And,
就是叫做闪。
And Lamech left to see his grandson.
就是挪亚的儿子，挪亚的长子。
Noah's firstborn Shem.
然后一直往后，到了这个闪死的时候，他可以见到谁呢？他的重孙。谁？
And when Shem died, he saw his great grandson.
Great, great, great son. 谁啊？一直到谁？以撒。所以
Isaac.
所以创世纪你先。
Yeah, 我翻完了。
所以从创世纪3:15的应许要传到以撒，可以只要几代就可以跳过来，是不是？
So for the promise in the Genesis chapter 3 to pass down to Isaac, it only took a few generations.
就是说那个时候没有文字。
They didn't have a written language at that time.
所以都是通过口传。
So they tell the story by words.
所以那个就是伊甸园被赶出来或者是说失乐园的故事，然后神的应许可以很清楚很准确的透过这么3-4代人就可以传到以撒。
So what happened in the Garden of Eden can be easily passed down through words through spoken words down to Isaac.
这是很奇妙的长子的故事，也是神的应许传递的故事。
This is a very amazing story about the firstborns and also about how God's promise got passed down.
那我想，那个以撒听到这样的故事之后，他会有什么反应？你看，我也是神应许的长子，那我岂不是也要传递这星星之火，传递这个长子的这个荣耀
？So when Esau?
Jacob.
So when Jacob heard about the story, he would think that I should also be a firstborn, so I can have I can share this glory.
所以，这是一个很大的祝福。当然，在我想来问大家，你是不是家中的长子
？So it's a great blessing, and I want to ask you all if you are firstborns in your families.
这个。雅各他有一个好像看起来很神圣的人生目标，然后他想尽办法要去追求。请问你的人生目标有没有神圣性？
And Jacob have this seemingly divine goal of his life, and I want to ask you all that if your purpose of life have this divine nature.
你说哦，我没有那么伟大，我只是想有一个帽子，有一个针点票子就行了。
And you may think that, oh, I don't have such ambition. All I want is some degrees and some money.
以后或者是能干的话，开一个公司，有一个总经理的位置。
Or if I'm able, I will start a company so I can be the CEO.
其实这些也是可以理解的。
That's all understandable.
这不是什么好像丑事，这个是很理所当然的事情啊，好像。
That's not something bad.
那问题在于哪里呢？我们的人生的态度往往是，就像雅各的名字，它的含义就是抓。
But the problem lies in how we approach that goal, and it's just like Jacob's name. The meaning of Jacob means grasp.
我们想东抓西抓，请问这个图片的左下角那一盘菜叫什么名字？请问你知道吗？
Do you know what's in the picture in the bottom left corner?
凤爪，还有什么别的名字？对对啊，真的，在好像有一位湖南长沙过来的，请问来了吗？哦，那一位好像没来。因为周五晚上我有碰到一位老乡，他应该知道，我们那边把这个叫抓前手。
In my hometown, that dish is also called the hands grabbing money.
所以你每天最好吃一个。
So you ought to have that dish every single day.
所以这里的蕴含的一个问题。
So here's a question.
就是你好像你所追求的那些东西好像成了你的神。
Whatever you are pursuing became your God.
我们来看看雅各的他的方式。刚才我们说他在家里面天天想。
So let's take a look at how Jacob acted.And we talk about how he always spent time at the tent and thinking about things.
当他哥哥去打猎的时候，他为什么好像回来的时候恰好他的汤就煮得这么香了呢？
Why is it that at the very moment his brother came back from the hunt, his stew is ready?
然后闻起来 so delicious.
Yeah, and it smelled so delicious.
说明他什么？他知道他哥哥大概会什么时候回来，是不是
？So he knew when his brother would come back.
然后他又知道说这个长子的名分很重要，哎。
And he also knew that the birthright is very important.
很神圣。
It's divine.
所以他不说，哎呀，拿一条后腿跟我换。
So he didn't ask for the leg of the hunt.
如果你想想看。假设你想跟你的哥哥换长子的名分，然后呢，你哥哥就是也是那一天闲着没事坐在家里面，然后呢，你跟你哥哥说：“来，我们坐在一起来谈判，怎么怎么样？我用红豆汤换你的长子名分。”他的哥哥会怎么样回答
？So if you imagine if one day you want to talk with your brother about his birthright.Would you sit down with him and then have a negotiation about exchanging red stew with his birthright? What would he say?
他会说我才不会跟你换呢。
He wouldn't agree to it.
我没事干吗？然后
out of my mind.
因为在那种情况下，他哥哥会有心理防线。
Because under those circumstances, his brother would.Have this barrier.
所以在他肚子很饿的情况下，他甚至说我饿得要死了，然后他又用这种好像是开玩笑的方式说，来，我用你的长子名分跟我换吧。所以他哥哥就怎么样呢？就没有设防。
Yeah, his brother would be defensive in those situations, but when his brother is famished, he wouldn't think too much about it.
在圣经的原文里面呢，他哥哥对他说：“求你把这红豆汤给我喝。”
In the original scripture for the sentence, "Quick, let me have some of the red stew."
对不起，这是说我们的中文圣经是这么翻译的，但是原文里面呢，其实不是这个意思。不是准确的这样的一个意思。
Yeah, the Chinese translation is, "Please give me some of the rest do, and that's not exactly matching what's in the original scripture.
因为圣经的原文呢、啊，他说的是，他用的那个动词啊，给我喝、啊，是说，你把你这个红豆汤给我，我要三口两口，要什么胡吃海塞的把它干掉。
In original scripture, it's more like I will gobble it down, or I will pour it in my mouth and just swallow it.
所以那里表现出他那种一种什么样的情形呢？就是他重口腹之欲。
And it showed that Esau is like a foodie. He really prioritized what he eats.
就像这个小女孩一样。
It's like this little girl in the picture.
哦，我想这个女孩可能会长得很胖的。
I think this girl might grow up to be pretty fat.
当然圣经里面还提到说雅各他善于打猎，其实他善于打猎，然后其实也暗含一个意思，就是他非常喜欢打猎，他有一个非常他很重个人的喜好。
And the Bible also told us that Esau is a skillful hunter, and that also and we could see that he spent a lot of time on his hobby.
然后通过刚才的这个 我比较形象的表达原文的意思的时候，我们可以看出他是不在乎神的。
And also we could see how he sold in the way he sold his birthright, he didn't care much about God's will.
所以我们发现这个雅各这个心机男呢，他利用这个恰当的时机准备好红汤，然后用这种好像非正式又很正式的形式再跟他哥哥提出交换的条件。
So we saw Jacob was deceitful, and he picked the right time and the right way to bring it up to Esau about exchanging his birthright with red stool.
所以我觉得他真是太有心机了。
So I would say that Jacob was really cunning.
然后呢，他哥哥说什么呢？他哥哥说，我将要死，这长子名分给你，对我还有什么益处呢？所以我们看见他真的是不在乎神的心意，神圣的事情他也把他看得一钱不值。
So we can see his brother Esau said, "Look, I'm about to die. What good is the birthright to me?" And we could see how he despised his birthright.
雅各这么以扫这雅各这么有心计，然后他的方式呢就是要抓，那我们是不是也在抓
？So Jacob was deceitful, and his way of getting things done is to grasp. Are we also living in the same way?
然后呢，我们很忙的抓东抓西。
Are we busy grasping different things?
上帝好像在我们生命中间，是不是在我们心目中间没有占据一定的地位，该有的地位
Does God have the place He deserves in our hearts?
所以我们今天要特别来考虑一下，如果我们没有这样做的话。
So if we're not giving the place God deserves to Him in our hearts, we need to think about it today.
就是在我信主之前呢、啊，我虽然没有你们中间做的那些人成绩那么好，但是我的老师啊也很喜欢我，因为我还算是比较好的。
Before I became a believer, though I wasn't, though my grades were probably not as good as some of you sitting down there, but my teachers really liked me.
我想我以后要成为一个人物。
And I have had this ambition to become somebody in the future.
我也很忙。
And I was busy.
然后神在我生命中间没有地位。
And I didn't give God the place He deserves in my life.
那有一天，上帝在我生命中做工，发生了转变。
And one day God worked in my life, and so I changed.
结果呢，就是我有碰到一些就好像我九岁的时候父亲去世，然后 到了中学的时候，我喜欢的数学老师去世；到了大学的时候，我喜欢的一个物理教授，很年轻的教授去世。
When I was 9, my father passed away. In my middle school, my favorite math teacher passed away. And in my college years, my favorite physics teacher passed away.
所以这一连串的这些事件呢，在我心命中，慢慢的塞了一个问题进去。
And all those events put a question in my heart.
你学习努力，你想成为一个人物，想叫做什么建功立业，那你死了会怎么样？
You want to be somebody in the world, but what if you die?
所以啊，这个问题使得我睡不着觉。
And this question made me couldn't sleep.
然后，直到有一天，我来到神的面前，被圣灵开启，能够明白人生的真谛。
Until one day I came to the Lord. And the Holy Spirit led me to understand the truth of life.
调整我的人生目标和焦点，这样的话呢，我的生命又重新恢复了活力。
And I adjusted my life's goal and my focus, and then I was lively again.
那我们来看看雅各是怎么转变的。
And let's take a look at how Jacob's life got changed.
然后呢，我们看到他骗了长子，后来他很快就骗了他哥哥的，他长子名分之后，他很快就骗了他爸爸的长子的祝福。
After getting the birthright, he also grasped his father's blessing from Esau.
然后呢，他哥哥就要追杀他。
And Esau wanted to avenge him.
他一个人。孤独的在在这个旷野睡在石头上的时候，上帝来过来遇见他。
And he had to leave his home. And when he was sleeping alone on a stone in the wilderness, God came to him.
所以这就应验了圣经的一句话：人的低谷，人的尽头就是神的起头。
And this is just like the saying.The end of the way of man is the beginning of the God's work.
Thank you. That's good.
Thanks.
所以啊，这样子的话呢，就我在想，请问你，你的人生是不是在尽头啊？在低谷的时候。
And I want to ask you, do you feel that you are the end? You are at the end of your own ways, or are you?Down in the valley of life.
你说没有，我现在正春风得意的时候，我是我家族的荣耀，我是留学生呢。
You may say no. I'm at a high point of my life. I'm a foreign student, and I am the glory of my family. I bring glory to my family.
但是我想，我们要想想我们的人生的焦点在哪里。
But we need to think about what do we focus on in our lives.
然后呢，他跑到了他舅舅那边的时候，他舅舅就欺骗他，然后他吃了很多的苦。
And when Jacob went to his uncle, he got deceived and he got a very difficult life.
劳动了14年之后才娶到他心爱的妻子。
He worked for 14 years for Laban to marry Rachel.
开头他本来7年就想娶这个拉结，但是被骗了，然后再服侍他舅舅7年才娶到他心爱的妻子。
In the beginning, he worked 7 years to.Get Rachel, but then he got deceived, and he worked another 7 years.
他想回家，这下子他想回家的时候呢，他舅舅不同意了。
And after that, when he wanted to go back, his uncle Laban didn't allow him.
要留下他继续帮他牧羊。
And kept him so Jacob could watch the sheep for him.
而且有一个尖刻的条件，就是说你放的羊啊。要有斑点的，有条纹的，才算就算你的工价， 结果呢，谈完这个协议之后，他当天晚上，他和他的儿子就把里面他的羊群中间有斑点的、有条纹的，全部拿走了。
They argued a wage for Jacob was all the streaked and speckled and spotted sheep belonged to Jacob. But then immediately after that, Laban and his other sons took all the streaked, speckled and spotted sheep from Jacob and only left him with the pure color ones.
哦，这个真是艰难，然后但是上帝跟他同在。
It was a difficult situation, but God was with Jacob.
所以啊，当我们哪怕是有一点点金钱的愿望，上帝会祝福你。
So even if you just have a little bit of faith and the desire to be with God, God will bless you.
碰到这么奸诈的老板了，上帝也会祝福你。
Having such a deceitful boss, God still continue to bless. Jacob.
这是一个生物学家通过显性基因和隐性基因告诉我们的这个答案。
This is a biologist laying out how it came to be for Jacob.
全黑的代表那个，我们就用这个全黑的用来代表那个全黑的羊，全白的代表全白的羊，所以第一行。黑毛的羊跟白毛的羊结合会生出什么样的孩子来？有斑点的是不是？
So the dark blocks representing the black sheep and the white blocks representing the white sheep, and we can see from the first line, if black sheep mate with white sheep, they will bring sheep with they will bring spotted or speckled sheep.
然后呢，最下面两行是全白跟全白，或者全黑跟全黑，雌雄的羊结合了，生出来的是全白的或者是全黑的，所以就不归雅各。
And the bottom two lines shows how the pure white sheep mate among each other, or the pure black sheep mate among each other. They will give like pure color offsprings, and though they will not belong to Jacob.
所以。中间是第二、第三、第四，就表示其中一个是有斑点的，然后呢结合之后呢，就会怎么样？那个因为被他舅舅都拿走了嘛，所以就不在他的工价的可能性之列。所以我们看到第一代的羊啊，就是雅各可以得到三分之一的羊成为他的工价。
And we can see from row 2 through 4, those are how spotted sheep mate with other sheep, but they were out of the question here because they were taken by Laban and his sons. So according to the chart, about a third of the first generation offspring sheep are gonna belong to Jacob.
所以神祝福雅各。所以这就是他有那么一点点金钱的愿望，刚开始的时候他的策略他的方式其实都很不对头，但是呢上帝在慢慢的引导他。
And this is how, so in the beginning, Jacob didn't use the right method, but God led him.
我想其实在此之后呢，神也经过很多的引领和祝福。
And through a lot of God's blessing and God's teaching,
这是他的舅舅要来把他们追回去，但是被神所拦阻，他舅舅不敢动用武力。然后呢，在好，
Jacob get to get a lot of sheep of his, and when he tried to leave Laban's place.He got chased down, and God also helped them here to prevent Laban from hurting him.
然后呢，当他要跟他哥哥见面之前呢，上帝的天使特别的来跟他摔跤，改变他的人生。
And also, right before he came back to his own family and saw Esau, God sent an angel to wrestle with him and change his life.
我们在座的，在我们的人生的巅峰的时期，那我不希望我们像以扫那样被神整到低谷，然后我们的人生才改变，我们的人生的焦点才转移。
So if you are at a high point in your life, I hope you won't be like Jacob, so God would have to put you to a difficult situation for you to change.
他就是这样被改变之后，他去见他哥哥的时候，他甚至是一瘸一拐的，非常谦卑的形式来到他哥哥的面前。
When Jacob went to Saul Esau, he was not walking right, and he was very humble.
在他人生的尽头的时候，就是创世纪四十九章，圣经上说，他在祝福他的十二个儿子，他的目光啊，真的是目光如炯，能够看得很远，对人生，对整个的历史都非常的通透。
When Jacob came to the end of his life, in Genesis chapter 49, you could see that he have a very clear understanding of what's going to happen in history.
在希伯来书十一章二十七节说，雅各因着信，临死的时候就扶着杖头啊，在那里敬拜神。
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21, it says, by faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff.
然后他怎么祝福他的蒙应许的那一个儿子呢？
And also, how did he bless his promised offspring?
创世纪四十九章十节，我们一起来读好吗？一二七，规避不离杖臂不离他两脚之间，只等到希罗来到，万民都必归顺他。
It's in verse 10.
所以这是他在祝福他的儿子犹大。
And this is when he was blessing his son Judah.
犹大不是他的长子。
Judah is not the firstborn.
但是神借着雅各来祝福犹大，把这个长子的祝福放到了雅各的身上。
When Jacob blessed his sons, he put the blessing for the firstborn onto Judah.
这个圭是什么意思呢？那个杖是什么意思呢？
So what are the scepter and the ruler's staff?
这是我们中国古代的时候用来做决策用的。然后杖呢，是圭是做决策用的，杖是预表权柄。
And so scepter is what people used to make decisions in that time, and the ruler's staff stands for the power.
意思就是说，应该希罗就是指赐平安者，也就是弥赛亚，要从雅各的后裔中间出来，从犹大的后裔中间出来。
And it talks about to whom it belongs, which is.Will be born from Judah.
所以我们看神把一个东抓西抓，一个新西兰变成了一个什么呢？变成了一个对人生，把他人生焦点调整过来，对人生对历史都非常的非常的有远见的一个人。
So we could see how God changed this deceitful man who just like to grasp on things into someone who fear him and who have a clear vision into the future.
那我们来回头看看以扫。
Let's get back and take a look at Esau.
他在这么些年跟他弟弟一同在度日的这么些年里面，他没有跟神建立什么关系。
For all the time he spent with his brother, he didn't build a relationship with God.
神多次就是进入到雅各的人生生命的中间，但是向他只显现过一次，在这里。
God spoke to Jacob for many times in his life, but to Esau only once.
这一次也是为了他不要杀他杀雅各。
And that one time was about it was to tell him not to kill Jacob.
所以我们在想我们的人生的焦点是什么？
So let's think about what should be the focus of our lives.
我们人生有没有哪怕是一丝丝金钱的追求？
Do we have this holy divine pursuit?
我们的人生跟神有没有建立关系？
Do we have a relationship with God?
那我是不是需要调整？
Do we have to should we adjust our focus to put it on God?
在我们的教会中间有长老，有执事，还有一些老年弟兄姊妹，还有很多年轻的弟兄姊妹是我们的榜样，他们活出这个蒙应许的榜样。
There are elders and deacons and senior brothers and sisters and younger brothers and sisters among us who are our models, and they live lives according to God's promise.
所以下次我请你特别注意一下他们在potluck 的时候是不是他们带着一盘又一盘的食物过来。
So I want you to pay attention to them, like in the next hot, in the next potluck, did they bring dishes of food?
我们周日来的时候，有些人就早早的来到厨房，到教会来做预备。
And for the Sunday worship, there are brothers and sisters who came early and prepare in the kitchen for the rest of.
他们为什么愿意这么做呢？
Why are they willing to do so?
你们也可以注意一下，上帝在他们生命中的祝福是不是也很大？
You can also pay attention, to see if God have great blessings for them in their lives.
当然，我们的焦点对象神，我们的目的不是自私的。
But of course, when we adjust our focus to be on God, it's not for our own selfish purpose.
其实他们这样做，如果你去私下去访问他们，他们会告诉你，是因为神在他们生命中有如此多的祝福，他们甘愿摆上。
So if you ask them in private about why they're willing to do so, they will tell you that it's because the great blessings they receive from God in their lives that they're willing to serve His church.
所以你想不想活出这样的人生？
So do you want to live a life like this?
比如说你想说我想以后做一个 CEO.
For example, you may want to be a CEO in the future.
那其实没问题啊。
It's okay.
那你就在想说我的这个 CEO 的我的这个公司的文化应该怎么建设。
Then think about how you, what a culture you want to build in your company.
我怎么对待我的员工？
How would you treat your coworkers?
就好像在深圳打工的很多人，我听他们说，我喜欢去一些美国公司。
It's like how I've heard many people who work in Shenzhen told me that they like to work for American companies.
为什么呢？因为那些老板比较人性化。
Because the bosses there have more compassion.
所以他们的公司文化呢，就是受到圣经的文化的影响。
The culture of those companies was impacted by the Bible.
这些员工呢，反过来他工作也比较愉悦，然后效率也比较高。
And those employees were happier and they are more efficient.
这样子的话，你的公司里面是不是可以把人也带到神的面前？
So in that way, could you bring your employees to God in your own company?
照着神的工作的形式的方式，我相信神会大大的祝福你的公司。
According to God's how God bless us, I believe that in that way, God will bless your company greatly.
祝福你的人生，你的家庭。
And also your life and your family.
使你成为许许多的人的祝福。
So you can become a blessing to many.
所以我希望今天神的话语能够来帮助我们思考，然后调整我们的人生。
So today I hope that God's word can help us think and adjust our life's goal.
也特别的祝福初次来到我们中间的朋友。
And also bless all the first comers here.
愿神帮助你能够认识神在你生命中的美好的旨意。
May God help you to recognize His perfect will in your lives.
接受他成为你生命的指引。
Accept Him as the guidance of your life.
成为人生的救主和生命的主。
The Savior and the Lord of your life.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give all the praises and thanks to you.
谢谢你借着圣经让我们来思考人生的一个重大的问题。
Thank you for using your word to lead us to think about this important question in our lives.
愿主你来帮助我们看准我们人生当有的目标。
May you help us to understand the right purpose of our lives.
愿我们认识你在我们生命中的神圣的旨意。
May you help us to understand your perfect will in our lives.
让我们成为神所喜悦的人。
So we can be the people that you would be pleased with.
让我们成为神的见证人。
And we can be your testimony.
活出神在我们生命中的旨意。
And live out your will in our lives.
让我们成为神的祝福，也成为众人的祝福。
May us be a blessing to the people around us.
天父，我要奉你的名来祝福那些今天愿意立志来荣耀神的人。
Father, in your name, I bless all the people here who are willing to give glory to you.
祝福愿意打开心门来接受你的指引的每一位。
To all the people who are willing to open their hearts and accept you.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In the name of Jesus, amen.
谢谢。